Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, what happened today? History. 445 years ago today, 23 minutes ago, we'd add that to it, 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was a Sunday, October the 7th, there was an immense historical battle that took place. It was a naval battle, a battle on the water. And it was lopsided because the Christians, the Catholics, were outnumbered. I think there were about 60,000 of them, something like that. And there were about 100,000 or more of the Mohammedans who were going to invade Europe and chop off everybody's head and make them become Mohammedans if they didn't. Well, it was a historical battle because it was so big. And it was also the last time in history that there was a battle amongst galley or oar ships. You know what that means? That means that in order to go from one place to another to direct the ship, they didn't have motors or anything back then, they had slaves, and the slaves were underneath. And if you were a Christian and they caught you, they would make you into a slave. It was a horrible fate. There was a bishop that was a slave. He had been enslaved. And at some point, they're going around killing everybody, and he got killed, even though they tried to tell him, I'm actually a bishop, but he still got killed anyways. It was a horrible kind of a day. Awful things happened. Well, there were all of these poor slaves, and they were underneath in the bottom part of the ship, under the deck, and they had to sit just like as you see in a picture or a cartoon. There'd be a long row, and they'd have to sit, and they'd have to row the oars. And then there'd be sort of a man with a drum going bum, bum, bum to give you the rhythm that you're supposed to keep. And that's how the ships moved. And so there were about, I think, 12 to 15,000 of these slaves. It was a very dramatic thing. And that was the last time they ever did that. After that, then science and technology changed, and they didn't use slaves anymore to row the ships. But that was going on underneath the deck. Then on top, there were bloody battles going on. There wasn't just cannon fire. They would board each other's ships, and one of the commanders, there were several admirals of the Catholic fleet, he ended up fighting. He did, it was like fencing, but it was with a real sword, and he fought with his sword, and he was wearing his carpet slippers because the deck was all covered with blood, and it was slippery, and that way he wouldn't fall. And some Mohammedan had rammed him right in one of his eyes with a sword, but he was so brave that he just continued to fight on wearing his carpet slippers. And that lasted until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, finally, there was an almost miraculous victory. It was miraculous because there were so many more of the Muslims than there were of the Christians, but they won. How do you think the difference came about? Well, the difference came about because of the power of prayer. The Pope who's right above me, Pope St. Pius V, he's the Dominican Pope of the Rosary and of the Mass, and he got as many people as he could, especially in Rome, to pray. And early that morning, that's where he was, at the Church of Our Lady in Rome, and he was with what we did on Sunday, you know, the Rosary Confraternity? And they had a procession, they had a long procession praying the Rosary for the victory that day. And in the monasteries and the churches throughout the city, they prayed the Rosary too. And that's what made the difference. And that's how they won the battle. And they changed the course of history, of naval history, and the whole history of Europe. It was a wonderful victory of our Blessed Mother. Also, part of the victory was Our Lady of Guadalupe. Exactly 40 years before to the day, she had appeared to Juan Diego in Mexico. And the Archbishop of Mexico sent a picture of Our Lady of Guadalupe to the king, and the king gave it to the commander, one of the admirals, Andrea Doria, and he put it in his stateroom. And he said that at a certain point, right through the wall, came a cannonball. And he was going to be killed, except Our Lady saved him. It was Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's full of interesting stories like that. What else is full of interesting stories, children? The rosary is full of interesting stories. The only thing is, because we say it so often, and we know the stories already by heart, even you little ones do, pretty much, that sometimes it loses its thrill and how wonderful it is, but we should try never to forget that the rosary is a wonderful, wonderful mercy of the Sacred Heart to us, so that we can pray under the most difficult circumstances. You'll probably never be a galley slave underneath the deck, rowing away, and you probably won't even be a sailor or involved in a bloody sea battle with your sword, but nevertheless, you'll be involved in many a pickle your whole life long, and you'll need the power of the rosary that comes to you from the mercy of Jesus and of Mary. It's just a way of praying with Mary and even with our Lord, because our Lord's a man and he prays as a man, to God the Father in heaven, our Father, and then they didn't say this part, of course, the Hail Marys, but we say the Hail Marys because Mary is our mother. And as we're saying those prayers, we're thinking about all of these battles that took place in the life of Jesus and Mary. Battles against whom? Well, against the Jews and the other enemies of Christ, the pagans, but especially, most of all, really, against the devil. Those were the battles that took place. We remember history. And we think about it, and we think to ourselves, just as I was talking to you just now, what would that have been like? Those ships and the deck all bloody, and all of these battles going on, cannonballs coming through the wall of the ship. And then you almost could be there a little bit, right, using your imagination. It's the same way the rosary works. You're supposed to be thinking about the gospel stories, using your imagination, and put yourself there. And it's such a powerful way of praying that it wins victories still today, and it is a very great mercy of our Lord that is given to us. It's a way of getting to where we need to be. It's a bit like the third joyful mystery, the Nativity of our Lord. There were two ways to get to the baby Jesus and Mary and Saint Joseph at Bethlehem. The long way, that's what the Magi took, and that was an expensive, long journey, but a very beautiful one, because the Magi were all rich and royal and had many gifts and many servants and so forth. And then there was a simple shortcut, that's like the rosary, the simple shortcut that the shepherds took to get there. When the angel said, "Our Lord is born," they knew exactly where it would have to be, and they knew how to cut across the fields and get there right away. So, same thing with us. In a moment, the Holy Mass. It's only a low Mass, but a low Mass and benediction. That will take long enough. But we often enough have very long, beautiful Masses. That's a little bit like the Magi coming from the East with all of their state and all of their glory and gifts. But then, there is another way to get to Jesus and Mary, and that's like the shepherds took. They cut across the fields. They got there in a hurry. That's what the rosary can do for you, especially when you can't get to Mass or you don't have a lot of time. You can pray your rosary. That's the wonderful thing about being a Christian. You can always carry the gospel in your pocket, and you have all of that victory and all of that power that's yours. And that's what we're celebrating today, children, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary and this most powerful weapon of all. Let's love it. Let's be thankful to the mercy of the Sacred Heart for giving it to us. Oh, and most of all, you have to pray it. It doesn't work unless you pray it. You know how people, you see that in cars, people will hang a rosary from the little back visor, the mirror in the front, you know, and it just hangs there. Or people will buy a rosary or get a rosary for a present, and it ends up in somebody's purse or it ends up in a drawer someplace, but no one actually thinks to saying it. We have to say it. Keep it on us. There's an indulgence for that. And then say it. When we do, it enables us to get there. It enables the victories of yesterday to be real for us today and enables us to take the shortcut to find Jesus with Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.